The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, I've come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There's a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is any anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided. Three against two, and two against three. A father will be divided against his son, and a son against his father. A mother against her daughter, and a daughter against her mother. A mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus said, I come to bring fire on earth. But then he said, I'm not bringing peace, but division. Is it the will of God that we are divided? Of course not. He prayed at the Last Supper, Father, that they all may be one family, one unity. But how come he said, I bring division? That means division doesn't come from God. It's not from God at all. But unfortunately, we many times we follow the desire of Satan. Satan is the one who brings us separation. Our ego, selfishness, brings separation. Not Christ. He gives all the graces needed to be one. That's why, before when he says this, it's in the Last Supper, Father, that they all will be one, because he, in the Eucharist, he stayed with us men. That's why it's so important to receive Holy Communion, receive his life, so that the way we live, what St. Paul says, that today is not I live, but Christ lives in me. That's where the peace comes from. If we don't live the Spirit of Christ, if you don't live the will of God the Father, you will never have peace. You have to pray for, you have to ask for. Jesus said once, without me, you can't do anything. But our pride said, I can, only I don't. This is not true. Many times you try to, you cannot succeed. You have to be humble. You have to ask Holy Spirit to sanctify us. It's not what you do, it's not important. It's what Jesus, His grace. During the Second World War, there's a group of young girls in London, Italy, Trent. They were the Third Order from St. Francis, Franciscan. And during the wartime, they have to rush to, when there's a bombing, they have to rush, go to the, what you call, for asylum, what's that called, the place? The tunnel, what you call. When you use a bombing, you go into the, what? by bunker. So many times, when you go, they rush and see some old people is coming, but they can run fast. So one thought is, should I stay back to help the old people, or I go myself for myself? But the Lord Christ loved one another as I have loved you. Jesus loved, he sacrificed his life for the other, for all of us. So they stop, slow down the pace, and help the old people, step by step, go into bunker. It's not easy. The whole period might be lasting for a year. But you see, with this spirit of sacrificing one, it's not yet sacrificed, but you have to walk slower. The bomb can anytime come down. Love is always ready to sacrifice our love, our life, for your neighbor. And this is the meaning of the gospel today. Jesus come on earth. He gave us all the graces. He led it through the Blessed Sacrament. So we have the method, medium. God is with us in the Blessed Sacrament. In the Word of God, He transformed our mind. In the Blessed Sacrament, it transformed our life. It's what St. Paul says today, it's not that I live, but Christ lives in me. This is very, very real. But you don't feel it. Why? Because you don't receive communion in a proper way. That's why Jesus told St. Faustina. Jesus was telling St. Faustina, many people, when they receive communion, they don't take importance at all. They don't have that kind of relationship with me. Just casually take it and go away. No heart, no mind for me. Jesus suffered. He loves us so much. He wants to be one with us. But we think about so many other things, distracted. So today, I hope it's a time to come back to Jesus, telling him sorry for the past years, for last time, we did not really take attention towards your presence. Please, give me your grace. So today, when you receive communion, take Jesus in you. Talk to him. When opportunity comes, if you work nearby or stay nearby, our church is open until 10 o'clock. Every day from 8 to 10, we have exposition of the Blessed Sacrament in this church. So in time to pass for 10 minutes, 5 minutes, or half an hour, stay. When you have the presence of Jesus in you, you will have peace. And that's what Jesus wants us to live. What's important is that today is not I live, but Christ lives in me. So let us live our spirituality moment by moment. Love your neighbor. Have good relationship with Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. In your daily prayer, keep in your mind that Jesus never abandoned us. Never turn away your face toward Jesus. So let us pray for one another. Today is Mass, so we pray for one another. So they always be faithful to the Lord, because the Lord loves us first of all.